Aquela parte me deixa me embeir. Diz oi, foi Chaves, o boi, se é foda. Tudo me cabe o que aquilo me chetou-lhe lá cheirem. A person is dependent on others. Im yeshloi ma'at mishloi, but he has some money to buy Tzolchei Shabbos, Tzolich Lizarez Atzmai, so he has to be Mizarez himself, and we'll see at the Amid Beis, we'll see exactly what this means. L'chabei Desa Shabbos, that means during the week, he has to cut down on his toys. He has ma'at mishaloi. He has to cut down on his toys during the week in order to be mekayim mitzvahs oinik Shabbos. V'loy omru asei Shabbat ha'chol v'al titztarech lavriyit. This is a maimer of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said that one should have his Shabbos should be like chol. He should eat normally. By chol he eats two sudas. By Shabbos he should also eat two sudas. But al tizarech lavriyit. Have a normal weekday suda on Shabbos and don't do anything. You're not mechuyev in any Shabbos whatsoever. Elo lamisha hashor dechukaloi v'yoysel. A person who doesn't have anything, so that person has this anhoge of Moshei Shabbat Kochel. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah exactly what this means. Okay, but if he has ma'at mishaloi, he has a little bit, so then tzorich letamtzem bishor yomim kidei lechaveid ha'shabbos. Then during the week he has to cut down on his expenses in order to be mechaveid Shabbos. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah together, clarity in what we had learned. Afilu. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Hine iker mitzvah oinik Shabbos. We are speaking about is a mitzvah of oinik Shabbos. Nisporish lono al yidei ha-nevi'im. So there's a posik in Novi, the Chamoy Shenema, v'koroso la-Shabbos oinik. That one should make sure he should have oinik Shabbos. So this is, according to many poiskim, this is midivrei kabbalah, midivrei neviyah. V'yesh poiskim, there are some shittas, this is the shittas haramban and chumash, shesvirlu v'ikroi humin ha-toyre. The mitzvah of oinik Shabbos is a mitzvah min ha-toyre. Where do we find such a posik? Shabbos hu bechlal mikroi kodesh, shenemar hu vayoyim ha-shvi Shabbos, Shabbos lein mikro kodesh. So we know Shabbos is called mikro kodesh. And what does mikro kodesh mean? Hu mikro kodesh pirshu chazal besifro, dahaynu lekachoi ulechabdoi besus nekiyem. He should wear clean clothing. Ula'angoi bo'inik achile ushasiye. To be ma'anik the Shabbos by eating and drinking things which he enjoys. So according to the Ramban, we learn out from this Pasuk Mikra Kodesh that is a mitzvah min ha-Torah of Oinik Shabbos. Right. So we have here either this is midivrei kabbalah v'karoso l'Shabbos Oinik, and according to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah. Now the Mishnah Berurah speaks about the godless of this mitzvah. V'fligu chazal mo'oid v'mitzvah zu. Chazal tell us this moiridik schar for being mekayim this mitzvah. V'omru, v'chol ha-ma'anegas ha-shabbos. We're speaking about oineg ha-ilishtiyah. He's enjoying himself with food and drink. Kol ha-ma'anigis ha-shabi loichnu loi nachlo v'li mitzolim. He'll get a nachlo, he'll get a wealth without, that's boundless. V'nitzu mishikud malchiyah, it'll be nitzu mishikud malchiyah. He's mikabel on himself, oil malchus shamayim, he's splurging for lechobit Shabbos. In return, he will be nitzu from shikud malchiyah, and he'll get a wealth of nachla b'lim mitzorim. V'zoy shabu zeh lashik, v'ayim shamoyit kamo mamorim v'inyil zeh. Vihine, together with the zoo, Yeshloisha Mamori Chazal Bozer. There are three Mamori Chazal who speak about this mitzvah. What does this mitzvah encounter? Aleph, Hoda Omru, this one Maimer Chazal, the story of La'an Goyi, Bizogim Gidoylem, fish and torches, large fish, which were tasty, were expensive. The Roshay Shumim had some garlic. The Samshul Shal Trodim, this was a tapshul made out of beets. Shazil Yamachul Choshev Bizmaneya. Bizman Chazal, this was a Machul Choshev, and that should be on the menu. Now, we are not Mishubit to the menu of Chazal. The same b'chol mokim or mokim l'fi minogoy. Whatever the minik ha-mokim is, yangu, they should be ma'anik, b'macholim, u'mashkim, ha-cheshuvim lehem oynik. Whatever is in their eyes, an oynik, that's what they should purchase for Shabbat. L'fi shemin ha-sham, roiv ne-yodem iker, inugam ve-boso, the Yayin Umigdolai. Most people, their main enjoyment is meat and wine and sweetness. You should splurge on these things. That's one Maimer Chazal. And from that Maimer Chazal, it would seem to be Mekayim Mitzvah Oynik, one should have a lavish student. There's another Maimer Chazal. The Filu Dogo Muet, he's being moistened a small amount to the menu. Shall stole Lechavoyt Shabbos, and he made this Lechavoyt Shabbos. Kiyim Mitzvah Oynik Shabbos. It was Mechayim Mitzvah Oynik Shabbos. Rafilu Kassel the Halshanom, and Kassel the Halshanom, Hainu Dogim, Tanim, Tugonim, Vishamnom. This is small fish, sardines that are fried in oil. This is Oynik Shabbos. With this, having this, he has his bread and he has the sardines. It was Mekayim Oynik Shabbos. Finish. This is a third Maimer Chazal. Odom Rabbi Kiva. Don't indulge in anything. Have a normal weekly suda, and that's it. So these are three contradictions. These three mamorim, one contradicts the other. The chiluk kol elu ha-mamorim u'bo'ifan zeh. Dainu. Leman de'ev shaloi. A person who it is possible, according to his financial means, he can buy meat, he can buy wine. Tzorich le'abdoi kifin yechotoi. He should learn and buy whatever he could buy. Umi shasho dechukaloi b'yoyta. A person who is very poor. I know. She'ein loy rak mozoim shtei tudois le'shabbos. It's right before Shabbos, he has he has money or two sudas. Two sudas, one at night, one by day. That is the bread and water. That is not what he has. He doesn't have more than that. What should he do? Was there Omar Rabbi Yehuda? Asay Shabbat Chochil, Baltistarech Labriya. Have your two sudas. Don't make an asik out of it. Now there's a third case. He has money, he has money to buy a bukala for shalish sudis. He has money for a third meal. The yesim is that he can buy a can of sardines. So that's the gas of the house. That's all what he has. So let's say if this menu will cost him, let's say $7, he has $7, so he'll buy with these $7, the three bukala, he'll buy the sardine, and finish. It seems that's all he has. He has $7, and that will buy for him three bukala and a can of sardine. That's it. We have a cloud. A person is not lechuyev to give for a mitzvah more than a chaynish. Here he's giving all his money. Lechuyev lehoytei oison al Shabbos. That's very interesting. How do we understand this? I think that this is the Zabir Alochem. And Simon Karnon Bob, the Zabir Alochem has a different golden and a different gemara. It seems a person has, he only possesses five shkolim. He's more you want to give this more things in a bed. Himself, of course, tired. So there's the Zabir Alochem. That's all what he has. Why is he mechuyev to give this all away? We have a klal, a person that mechuyev to give more than a fit. So the Zabir Alochem says, I'm more than a yisod, and I think this applies over here also. A person who only has five shkolim, and he works every day. Now, by giving these five shkolim for a pigeon event, he won't make it or he won't break it. I mean, whatever he makes each day, the land is for nothing. He won't, because these five shkolim are not a potential to make him a wealthy person. But by giving away these five shkolim, he'll still live. He works every day and he gets a salary. So by giving away these five shkolim, he's not losing his panosa and he's not gaining from it. So there to be Allah, says it's mechuyev to give away the five shkolim, or the yilaben, or tefillin, or tzitzis. There's no klal that he's not mechuyev to give away more than a fist. So that's what this, the same thing over here also. He has Erev Shabbos, he has money for three sudas and a can of sardines. That's it. You take that money and you buy that for Shabbos. Fine. Who are they? Misha ain't like clue. Now a person who doesn't have any money. He is being supported by tzedakah. So, Harei HaGaboyim Mukuyovim Litton Lo Yisholi Shudas. That means, it is home, the food that he receives a whole week, and including Shabbos from tzedakah. So they're mechuyev to give him a minimum of Oynik Shabbos, which means three sudas and kasher da'asos. Uba adam nichbod, if he's a mechubedik person, akei lefit moidai, so the gaboy tzedak and mechuyev to give him lefit moidai. Come on, you should be a bayer, be a day, be a similar, I should be a bayer. ולא ימרינן עוזר עשי שבת אוכל ועל תצטרך לבריר. If you hear ערב שבת $7 and with these $7 you can acquire three sudas and cast to the altene, you mechuyim to do this. It's not with עשי שבת אוכל. You mechuyim in oynik Shabbat. The loy amrin and holy el bemisha dayan loy nitar chlita. We're talking about a person who does not have to ask for tzedakah for his meals. He has now for himself two meals, two gulgula, and that's what he has for Shabbos. This person, so what should he do? You eat, don't go and give an application to who says that, listen, I don't have shoulder shoes, I don't have, no. That's what you have. Atei Shabbat Ochel, well, the Tzoyer Shabbos should not be a Tzibet of Tzitzarech Labriyas. This is what you have. You have a make a Mochenik Shabbos. Without any Shabbos, that's the thing. Avol me, shekvah boli, they mean to do lisha at yodai vili. So a person already who's, he goes around for the dovis, then that means, Abishiva just said, for any Shabbos, you're not mechuyim to go around and be mekabel to do. So you want to learn the Shabbos. I tell you something about the Tzarech Labriyah. This is not a freedom to be Mitzarech Labriyah in order to have a third Tuesday and cast it out. A person who, whatever he gets from the Tzedokah, is like, you know, well, yeah, girl, get out. Then you'll give him three Tuesdays and cast it out. That's sardines with that's fried in oil. What? That's another than by Ishmael Chubid and Kiev, you have to give him Lefi Kvoidach. No, according to the Kiev, they don't give him anything. We're talking about a person that is going on, though. Who had the Mishael, like, who will mutal Akel Alakadot? Yeah. Then you give him a fish boy, then each more coming, you give him a fish boy. That's a din in Hilchis for the doctor. You give each only a fish boy. The key to that person is not getting money from the doctor. He's self-supporting. But, and so the key just said, only Shabbat should not be a sleeper, should not be a cause to ask for the doctor now. Leave this the way the things are. Aber mit kein weiche Leute mal der Bäum liegt euer Lanien steht du da in the places where they give steht du da wo loi a tu de schliche la schaffe hobby die ga Bäum are doing the wrong thing. Balkonen, Sakaitz, Lani, so that it will be hungry as well. Okay, now he's going to get back to the first Allah in the Mechad. Was there bo ha-shulchan ozach loyma. Im yesh loyma at mishaloy. He has ma'at mishaloy. Now what does ma'at mishaloy mean? Ma'at mishaloy means he has enough for a minimum oil of Shabbat. Which means he has more than Shalim Sunday and Kasset the house of it. He has Ma'at Mishaloi. He falls into the category of a Yid who is higher than Oynik Shabbos. He's not talking about the Kibbutz Yid. He is higher than Oynik Shabbos and he's Mechuyev to be Mekayim Oynik Shabbos with the minimum. So this, the Mechaba says, this person, so it lichoik atmoi lehabeidu la'aneg Shabbos kohoi. If you are in the category that you chayiv an oynik Shabbos, I'm going to tell you, you're right, for the yevin you'll be yoyzu with this oynik Shabbos. But the Mechabel says, no, there's a chayiv on you to make sure you should have a bigger oynik Shabbos. How are you going to do this? during the week you should whittle down on your minimum expenses. That when they come Shabbos, they have meat, they have wine. That means even though they eat that din, you're yoyte with a minimum of Shabbos. But the person, as long as he falls into the category of the yidat mechuyim and oinik Shabbos, he should be mishtadol to make a more mehudadik oinik Shabbos. Even the actual oinik means it will whittle down during the week. V'yesh v'yodin lo'iki yalzen, lo'itani v'chat in the house of l'chun. Mayim, you have enough for in the Shabbat. Well, how do you do this? Well, if they see him, he comes and he shall yomi v'yitza o'idot. During the week, he should whittle down from his expenses. Today, she nisha lo'ita l'chboi Shabbat. Right. So that's what the Mechaber is telling us. Yes, loy lemayi. This is, he should do this. This is proper. If he didn't do it, he was like, I'm a Mechaber. But one should be mishtadol, not to be yoyte with a minimum of Mechaber. He should be mitamtim during the week. I am vidad, vidad for Shabbos, and so the Achayim Shetot. That means this person, if he can whittle down, this is not a heave me each of it, but boy, this is proper. It's by whittling down his toy during the week, he'll be able to end up with a third bulkula and with some sardines. He should do that. While we learn there are three madrigas, there's a person who can afford, he should do it, and he should make sure to have a lavish suit. A person who can't afford it, so matter, if he has upon him money or a Swedish leashes and a third book and cast in the house in him, make it in his joyce, but he should be mishado to have a better oinik Shabbos. And a person who doesn't have any money, make it in his bottom, he shouldn't collect money for this, but if he could whittle down on his toys during the week and end up with a third book and cast in the house in him, a very cautious thing. This is not me, because I think it's what we are, but it's Chloe, Lloyd. He should do this. Now, Lechavei et ha-shabit, v'toi v'lizoya shalayichoy v'nei ha-shilet. Now we're talking about Chodesh Shabbos. One should try to make sure that in the Shabbos, he should eat two tafshilin. I mean, not two tafshilin by each of them, but al kaponim in the course of the Shabbos, he can have a hard-boiled egg, it's also one tafshil. He can have apple sauce, even though it's nechel, kamayshu, chai, cooked it, it's also the al kaponim, but he should be ma'ada in Shabbos to have two tafshilin. This is a timely book. No. In the whole Shabbos, he should have, that's the minimum. It's good he should have two tafshilin in the whole Shabbos. This is a Zohar HaKadosh, this person. The Gamtoim Sheyoichal V'chol Sudeh V'sholei Sudeh Sodeh. Now there's another alien that he should eat a fish by all three. This fish is an alien by all three. This is Zohar Hidurim in Einik Shabbat. Im Loi She'ein Zuhutim Loi Lefriti Loi. But if the mighty fish does not agree with him, He loves the fish, but the usual, so the mice, don't eat it. That's all they need to do. And afterwards, you'll be in the stomach ache for the next 4 hours. That's the whole thing like that. Why should you say not? Because he doesn't like fish. That means there's an Indian of only Shabbos with fish. The Shabbos only greeted for Lilitha. Come on, listen to the race face. If those who sell fish, they know it's an Indian, Goyim are in the fish business, and they know by using it's a big Indian to buy fish. So when they live, the economy works with supply and demand, and if there's a big demand, so they'll raise the price. Nothing was talking to the Yidu Dogim Eze Shabbat. Eze Shabbos is at the Yama Yvasha on the Koyway. So the Abonim of the Shkot should make a Tachone Raboizai low fish for the next 3 weeks. The accomplishment will be, so the emotion will be that the one business they should charge a normal price. If they hike the price a third more than the previous price, that's more than a third. But still a third, the Bereit of Hosh is the din of Hidda Mitzvah actually, so you'll pay a third more. So the Midon says, there's two shilas over here. Good, I can afford it. I'm overpaying. So there's a din hidda mitzvah of shlish. But by saying they have a market and charging a third more than the market price, so a lot of aniyim will not have fish, period. So it's kedai that no one should have fish. That a fun of anyone should be able to have fish. And it should be a normal price. Sometimes they won, because all made a back on them. They asked, you're not allowed to eat fish. That makes sure that no one will buy fish. But if a person had fish in the freezer, so that doesn't go into the back on them. He's allowed to eat fish. We hear further that is a maima atay Shabbat ochel v'altitzalech labriyah. So that was says l'misha ashor v'chukaloi v'yoyta. He only has money for two shudas for Shabbat. Does the Mishnah do it? Umayri, he doesn't have money. She'eloi mashkoinoi lilvoi aleya. That means he can't borrow money. He doesn't have money. Don't go borrow. So he can only borrow money if he can give a mashkin. He doesn't have a mashkin. So what should he do? So that's what Rabbi Shiva said. You have no access to money. You only possess money for two sudas. So your alternative is either ask for tzedakah or you atay Shabbat Chochel. Then it is atay Shabbat Chochel. But if you could borrow money in the Mekayim Oinu Shabbat, borrow the money. But it would be speaking about the Ilavochi. And he has to borrow. It shouldn't be Mavatal Mitzvah, Sainik Shabbat. But Shomor Chazal, Shomor Chazal, Bonai Levu Alai Vani Pereya. Now there's a Mavatal Kisharetin here. The Sharetin says as follows, let's go to your day. Ve'im yochel la'asik mimi lilvoi. They can borrow money to be mekayim oinav Shabbos. Talit lilvoi, he should borrow. Now how's he going to pay it back? Ve'yivrach v'ashem shu'u yachrenu l'shalom. He doesn't know how he's going to pay it back. Al-fikeh, there's a veda of levu alive and nikoyeya. That's what the goyim says, that's what the Bachel is. A moyadik is that. There's an Indian of Oynik Shabbos, you don't know how you borrow. You're allowed to borrow levu alive and nikoyeya. So here he brings down what's that a girl with the Indian. Number one, if he doesn't know how to pay back, he shouldn't borrow for a lavish suddin. He should only borrow for a minimum of Oynik Shabbos. Number two, his whole lifestyle is a lifestyle of betochen. During the week also he lives on betochen. Then he can borrow a little much more. But al kaponim, that's what Hazal says. Shoyma kodishvohu bonai levu alai bani poireya. Kidei le'abed ha-shabbos. V'mezoinosh shel shabbos v'yomtev imoysev moichitem loy. There's like this, there's a cloud. V'mezoinosh shel odom k'tzumum loy v'roish ha-shone l'roish ha-shone. Every year, how much money is going to make that year, that Mizdash? That's how much is going to make. That's it. So therefore, he should never splurge because it's going overboard. So therefore, he should be careful how he spends his money. That's all he does. But he does Shabbat, there's a cloud. He was given a line of credit. That means if he'll be moistest in a toy Shabbos, the Manila will get more. The Manila is called me Zenei Shoshonim, Tumei Shoshonim, Adroi Shoshonim. The Yeshli Zoyesh, Le Yoyse Ben, Le Kotzvo, Le Kolka. He shouldn't learn because who knows, could be, he won't have enough by the end of the year. Put my toy Shabbos, the yonder my toy bonum le talma toyre, she maitre my sleeping loy. She's maitre my sleeping loy. This is such a cloud. I saw him take her from the Shimshim Pinkus. They bring down. His avoid the Erev Shabbos was something to witness. He himself used to go in, used to take his children, used to go into the store, he told his children, and hey, we can buy whatever we want. It's on the house, the Rebbeinu Shlom is paying. And he lives like that. And each Erev Shabbos, he brings down that, that was Machanech the children. And then, that's Erev Shabbos. We go in and we buy what we want. He has a whole shaila. You buy, let's say, a bag of potato chips, and we won't finish all the potato chips of Shabbos. I find the same thing for Shabbos. But Kaponim, the Benishim does not mean the count of the day. I'm buying this for Kaponim Shabbos. Chutz Meitzoy Shabbos, the Yomte, Meitzoy Shabbos, the Talmud Torah, she Moise, Meitzitha, Loi. Loving the Rivet, the Torah, Suda Shabbos, a Suda Mitzvah, behind the main Yehudi, Mitzvah, the Zerah, a person, this is a Machloket, a person with a Shavuot Pasch, I'm allowed to borrow money for this boy. That means the street of the town of Magoy. What the Kiddush? The Kiddush is not in Issa Ribbit. The Kiddush is for your friends to come in. I have to borrow from the guy in person. I have to pay back in 5 weeks. And I have to pay back in truth. I'll call PK. It's worthwhile. It's worth it. It's so cool to go to They sent him something to teach for Shabbos. He should do it for Shabbos. By the time of the Simitah, the Tower, the Zazah, the Shulchanot, some of the only Yochel Ishanis, the Magvis Purim, the Mashalus. By students Purim, the dinner, you shop money for only for students Purim, he can take this money and pay his electric bill with it. After Gabul is Torah Purim, but here it seems Shabbos is different. Okay, in Gam Shom, yes, Machmirim, but I am the Torah. I'm not sure.